It's Parky Way. Apologies there too. I might have had my mic on while I was dialing up our next very special guest. Thank you for your interest. It's 7:48 on Urban Māori Radio Wātea, 6:03 a.m. and it's Parky Way. Sheena Maru is with us today. Sheena is the Ngā Tangata Te Aki o Whanganui Chair. You'll recall about 4 years ago, the Whanganui River was recognised in law as a living and indivisible whole, comprising of all its physical and metaphysical elements from the mountains to the sea through the Te Awa Tupua Act. Now, Keria Ponga and Tūra Mahāwira have been appointed as Te Pau Tupua. Thank you for joining us on today's programme, Sheena. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ngā mihi. Tēnā koutou ngā reo, irirangi o te motu.
Kia ora te wāti. Well, congratulations. This is something of a milestone for the Whanganui. What does it mean for you, Sheena?
Well, Dale, for us and for our river in particular, this means that we continue our relationship with the Crown. Te Pau Tupua, this is their second term, and it's a component or mechanism of a greater framework.
Tell us about the new appointees, please.
Oh, well, Mr. Tūra Mahāwira, he's no stranger to us as Whanganui, as well as the other iwi that comprise Te Awa Tupua. He has been around for a long time now in both worlds, as has Keria Ponga. She's worked within the ministries across the motu, and she's also comprises and has a business background, but also both of them are quite well attuned to Whanganui tikanga, te reo o Whanganui, te mea, te mea, te mea.
So, their roles, can you elaborate a little on what they will do and what powers, if any, do they have?
Great question, Dale. So together, Keria and Tūrama, they speak for and uphold tupua te kawa. That's also about ensuring that our people are put into the view whenever there are things that have to be discussed on the health and well-being of the river and its people. So really, Dale, they're there to ensure that everyone who is associated or included or is making decisions around the river are there to, one, put our values or the river's values at first and foremost, and therefore the people's voices are considered as well. They do have a land option. Oh, sorry. They do have some other mechanisms that they call on in terms of the lands that are vested into the river. So as you could imagine, its own personality, it has to have someone to speak on its behalf. So we like to think as Te Pau Tupua are there to uphold that station.
We warmed to the idea, and even when it was first announced that it had the attributes of a person, the river, it was quite historic, really, in the way that it was achieved, that status. Our Māori obviously will acknowledge it in that way. Do you sense that others who have a responsibility for its protection or indeed are utilising aspects of its resource, non-Māori, are recognising this unique status?
Absolutely, Dale. I think this is a lesson and over time, it's been a continuous conversation, and that's what we're talking about. We want to ensure relationships are pivotal to this. We are seeing a change in the way in which, one, we communicate with one another, one, we tend to look to each other for support. This is not about derogating or taking control of anyone. If anything, we are asking people to come to the table together to find solutions for the health and well-being of this river and of this community. So you're really excited. We know there's still more work to be done, but we'd like to think that non-Māori in particular are up for this because they want the best for this beautiful awa.
Keria and also Tūrama, how long does their appointment stand, Sheena?
So it will stand for 3 years, and in the same time we continue to ensure that COVID hasn't been great for anyone. We weren't able to do as best as we could to be able to put them into, we would have liked to, our wānanga, but we weren't able to do that. But we've got 3 years now, and we know that we'll be well-placed.
Ka pai, any more updates from down home? Let's talk COVID for a moment. Sadly, we've heard today that the dastardly pandemic has found its way to Christchurch. We know it's already been to Blenheim. Have you had any cases? And what's the mood of our whānau who call whanganui home?
Well, Dale, I suppose, like everyone around the motu, we've got families on the edge. We've got families who, you know, they are there, they're not there, or they're not quite there in terms of how they prepare. The thing that we want to do as a whole river system is to ensure that we can log conversations. This is absolutely things that we want to achieve underneath Te Awa Tupua. We want to be able to support and get behind our whanaunga, Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Maru, Taranaki Wānei. You know, they're holding the borders for us in terms of our northern reaches. So, yeah, we just can't get it behind that enough to ensure that whānau are protected and two are prepared. So we mahi to all of those who are doing what they can in Tāmaki. Those in the Taitokero are iwi, you know, all over the motu. We're right behind everyone.
And the three waters reform, have you kept an eye on this? Because it feels like it's been rammed down the throats of councils. I just spoke with the Auckland mayor. He says, hey, we're going all right. We don't need this. But many other communities might. What's the state of your water supply? And is there, from your read, Sheena, a Māori dimension to the three waters reforms that might not have been factored in here to the proposal?
Well, yeah, good question. The devil will be in the detail. We haven't had formal conversations. One, because we're still getting through this in terms of, you know, if you have the values at heart, first and foremost, anything to protect being of our way, the well-being of our people, it means that we need to be there. We're up, you know, as a iwi, we're up for ensuring that it's well protected. We're just going to continue to have conversations. The thing that we continue to say for some of the ministries and the councils in particular, you know, we want to do the best, we want to do together. Let's have those conversations. And reforms will come and go. That's the other point, Dale. The other thing, the things that's not going to leave are the people in our communities and our river. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the conversations. We've got some, it's a mixed bag in terms of how people are feeling, but we need to get out to our hapū and our marae and our people to ensure that they're well informed as well.
It's been nice talking with you, Sheena. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero and celebrating aspects of our taha Māori and whanganui. It's a beautiful awa and it needs protection. I'm so pleased that we have people like yourself and also Kerea Tūrama who are prioritising its welfare. Nei rā tamihi kākwe e hine, Māori ora kākwe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou.